Good morning. It's such a joy to welcome you to our Lord's Day service, and we do hope that the service is a blessing to you. We want to especially welcome Linda Van Dyke. Linda is going to be playing the clarinet today. She has performed in the play Wicked with Colin Welford. She's performed with the Peninsula Players. And in her own church in Oak Park, Illinois, she's the handbell choir director. She also does some private lessons for folks, and we're so glad that she's in Door County in the summertime to give us a hand. And we're so grateful that she can come and present her talents today. Let us turn our hearts to worship the Lord.
Our call to worship is taken from Isaiah chapter 55. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Please join us in singing the hymn, I Love to Tell the Story. Reflection on the scripture is by Reverend Corey Kemp. Are you a gardener? Although I'm not, I remember vividly the backyard garden my parents planted, and cultivated each summer. By this time of year, we were beginning to feast on all kinds of things, including cucumbers, green beans, asparagus, grapes, and raspberries. Later, just before school started in the fall, we would spend the day picking plums and pears. Some would be eaten fresh, others my mother would can for our pleasure over the winter. All of these beautiful gifts from the earth started out as seeds that landed in the good, nurturing soil managed whatever nature threw at them, and kept growing. As Jesus walked out of the house that day to sit by the sea, he knew he wasn't alone, and that the people who followed him were hungry for the seeds of hope he offered them in his stories. And so that day he talked about seeds, something everybody listening could understand, could visualize as he spoke, no translation necessary. As a sower starts to work, some of the seeds fall on the path, benefiting the attentive birds. Those that fall on rocky ground make a quick start and come to an equally quick end. Seeds that land among thorns are choked out by the competition. But the seeds that stayed the course, came to fruition, were those that took root in the best soil. I can see the crowd listening, nodding along, murmuring among themselves, reflecting a bit as Jesus spoke. My thought is this: what seeds was Jesus planting in and among his listeners that day? What took root, was nurtured, and came to fruition, carrying that message forward to future generations? What of Jesus' message is taking root and growing in you today?
We come to that time of worship where we bring our praise reports and our prayer concerns. Our praise report: one of our members is reaching the grand age of 90 this week, and so we wish Joyce a very happy birthday. We want to remember in our prayers Jaden Michael. We want to remember Dean. We want to remember a good friend of mine, Dave, who was diagnosed with COVID-19 along with his mother. We want to remember Kayla, who's undergoing medical tests. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we come before you today so grateful. Grateful that Joyce has been given another year of life. Grateful for the joy that she is experiencing. Grateful for the family that will gather to celebrate. We ask that you would continue to bless and guide her life. Friend of little children, we bring Jaden Michael before you as he continues his struggle so early in his life. We ask that your healing mercy would be upon him. For Dean, as he struggles with cancer, that your grace and sustaining mercy will uphold him. As Dave struggles, we ask that you would be with him, that you would grant to him your mercy, your grace, your strength for this day and the days to come. We ask that you would bring to his mother your peace. For Kayla, as she awaits word of medical tests, that your mercy and sustaining healing power would be upon her this day. And for all of those who have burdens too heavy to bear this day, we ask that by your grace, by your loving kindness, they may be sustained. For we ask all of this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our first scripture lesson is taken from the 8th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, for the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. You are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give you life in your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. Our second lesson is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the lake. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Being a city girl, I never really saw the value of dirt, except when I was younger and you could make great mud pies out of dirt. My vegetables came shrink-wrapped in the grocery aisle. Now, the only one in my family that saw the value of dirt was my father. And unfortunately, although he had five children and a wife, none of us saw the value of dirt except Daddy. And Daddy transformed the backyard into a garden, while I lobbied hard year after year for it to be concreted over for a patio, because that made a whole lot more sense than all that garden. Fortunately, I was overruled year after year, but the ironic thing is, when I went back to visit that old house a few years back, the new owners indeed patioed that whole backyard into a concrete garden. I enjoyed the vegetables that came out of that dirt, but I could not envision them until they got to my table, because dirt was just dirt to me. Now, my sister, Linda, if you're listening, this one's for you. My sister, when we got older, wanted to transform a piece of dirt that was in front of our parsonage in Maryland into something beautiful. And she figured, you know, she's college educated, and even though she's a city person, she could figure this out. So she carefully planted seeds in the dirt. And then she had heard that mulch was a good thing, and that mulch would help your garden grow. So she covered everything in mulch. Not even the weeds grew that year. She smothered the seeds in mulch. And I thought I'd be helpful by giving her a little gardening kit. It didn't work. Sometimes to some people, dirt is just dirt. So it was always hard for me to imagine this parable about the dirt, because that I never saw anything else but dirt until I'd see a garden. And then I'd look at it and say, oh, that's nice. But I'm so glad that since I've been here, I've seen people transform dirt into wondrous things. I have some young people in the church, young married people. I go to their yards, and they've built up these beautiful gardens, vegetables, and sometimes I'm a recipient of that, and I'm so grateful to them. I have another young person who, when they see dying flowers, instead of throwing them out, presses them into beautiful candles. I've gotten spices from people's gardens that they have dried up and made into wondrous things. It is such a lovely thing to see people who know how to deal with dirt. And I think of God and how God springs up something from the dirt that is so wondrous. Now, sometimes, even when God sows seeds of justice, when God sowed seeds of righteousness, when God sows seeds of love, there are just some people that they don't take root. But I'm so grateful that so many they do. And that was the point of Jesus' parable. He said, yeah, there's some that the birds take away and things happen to, but then in the good soil, in the good dirt, the bounty that comes is even greater than the seed that is planted. So I want to talk to a few people today, and if you're not in those groups, that's okay. Listen in. I want to talk to all the people who are on the front lines of COVID-19, all the people who are nurses and doctors. And I cannot imagine the frustration. I cannot imagine the heartache when you're trying your best and still patients die on your watch. But within God's graciousness, there are people who are going to survive because of you. So don't give up. Something good is going to come out of that dirt. For all of those who are researching and working around the clock to find a cure, and sometimes those paths take you on different courses and you find out that all the work has been for naught, don't give up, because you never know what's going to come out of that dirt. For all the pastors out there, and I know some of you are listening because I go to your sites and I listen to you. We could never have imagined a time like this. I could never have imagined telling people, the doors are locked, don't come in on Sunday. We have spent our lives in these buildings. We have spent our lives trying to draw people in to these buildings. We have spent our lives sitting next to people who are dying and holding their hands. We've spent our lives visiting the sick. And all of those things that we want to do, we can't. And I'm telling you, don't give up, because something's going to grow out of that dirt too. I don't know what's going to come out of it, but God does. God sees into the dirt. He sees what's coming. And I want you to be there with me on the other side when we see the results. Those of you who have been advocating for justice, and it seems like year after year, march after march, there are still those systems in place that hold you down. And you say, why am I doing this? And we have to remember the words of Martin Luther King Jr., the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Do not give up. And if you're in none of those categories, if you're like me, Joe Schmo or Jill Schmo, and you hope that in this time of quarantine, maybe some better habits would come along. I thought I'd be thinner. I thought I'd have better habits. I thought maybe now I could get some things on track, and I find I wake up in the morning and I'm the same person, and I'm very frustrated. Don't give up on yourself, because God has not given up on you. And even in that dirt that we just see laying there, not looking like anything, there's still seeds being planted. But we have to hold on. That's what he was telling the people of that day. Yeah, some things are not going to work out. Some things are going to go very wrong. But the seeds that are planted, that land in that dirt, God envisions coming up stronger, coming up fuller, coming up exponentially if we don't give up. So, my friends, if you're like me and dirt is just dirt, throw yourselves on the mercy and the resources and the creativity of God, and let's see what will come out on the other side. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that when I look at dirt and see something that grimes my fingers, you see the plants, you see the beauty, you see that which will sprout and grow. Thank you, Lord, for your imagination, and plant that spirit deep within all of us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.